Today, we're going to talk about grace. Now, grace is a word that has many meanings. So, can anyone tell me what they think grace means? What is grace? Can anyone? Anyone? I don't mind. I have to shout. No? Any of you young ones down the front there, what do you think grace is? No? Okay. Well, I looked it up, as I usually do when I'm preparing for a sermon. Thank God for Google and such like, is all I've got to say. And thank God for the internet. So, grace. Grace is a name. Does anyone know anyone called Grace? Yeah? Brilliant. So Grace is a name. And I always think, what an amazing name. I mean, imagine being called Grace. And it's such a beautiful name. It's a name like, I know there's people that are called Queen, you know? That's an amazing name. Or Blessing. That's another amazing name. So grace is a name. Grace also can mean being graceful. So being graceful is about being elegant, smooth. Usually people use that word when they're talking about dancers. You know, she was such a graceful dancer. And as soon as you hear that, you think, I know what they mean. You know, she was really light on her feet and she moved beautifully. That's grace, gracefulness. There's another meaning for grace. Grace is used as you're giving somebody grace. You're allowing them something. So, for example, you can say, we gave him another 10 minutes grace to let him finish off cooking the dinner. I know he said he was going to be ready at 8, but we gave him 10 minutes grace. So it's another meaning of the word grace is it's an allowance. We allow somebody a bit of time or something. Saying grace can mean a prayer that we say around the dinner table, or it's something that we do at the end of a service. Let's all say the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's another grace. Another meaning of the word grace is to bring honor and credit. So, for example, we might say, he was the best cricketer to ever grace that team. So that's another meaning of the word grace. So there are many, many meanings of grace. And I might refer to some of those as we go through. But the grace that I'm going to talk about today is what we know as the grace of God. So grace is a gift from God. Now, the amazing thing about this grace is it's not a gift we asked for. I don't think anybody went to God and said, can you give us grace, please, God? But nevertheless, we have been given grace, and God gives it to us freely. So it's a gift. It's a gift from God. Do we all like to receive gifts? Yeah? Do we all like to receive gifts? Yeah. What? Just very quickly, what's our favorite gifts? Young people down the front, what are your favorite gifts? What do you like to get? Sweets? I can't hear you. Choo-choo trains. Yay! So choo-choo trains. Anybody else? Anybody else got a favorite gift? Can I see any hands? I've got really bad eyesight. So you tell you what, don't put your hands up. Just shout or say. Anyone else got a favorite gift? Chocolate. Okay, chocolate, choo-choo trains. What else? Flowers. I like perfume. For future reference, anybody? I like perfume. Now, we all like to receive gifts, don't we? You know, we look forward to our birthday, we look forward to Christmas. Do we all like giving gifts? Yeah? Yeah? Good. What sort of, who do we like to give gifts to? Who do we like to give gifts to? Loved ones? Oh, sorry, brilliant idea, coming round with the mic. Fantastic idea.
Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa. Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa deserve it. They really deserve every little gift you can give them. Even if it's just a flower you pulled out the garden, doesn't matter. Anyone else? Who else likes to give gifts and who do they like to give them to?
Parents.
Parents, yes. And parents totally and utterly deserve gifts. Because from the minute you're born, or we are all born, they never ever stop loving you. So, parents deserve gifts. Who else do we like to give gifts to? Anyone?
Friends.
Friends, that's right. So we like to give gifts to friends. We like to give gifts, like children, you like to give gifts to your teachers, don't you, at the end of term? Say thank you for all their hard work. So by and large, we like to give gifts to people who we love and who we care about. I think that's the general trend here, isn't it? I haven't heard anyone say, you know what I like to do? I like to go and find the person at work that I really dislike the most and give them a gift. That's what I like to do. Because generally, we're not thinking along those lines. We're more thinking, you know, wish she would just leave this job or, you know, because we are humans. So, thank you very much for bringing the mic. Thank you. I'll remember next time I come, if there's a next time, to ask for the mic if we're going to do this. So, we all like to receive gifts. We all like to give gifts. But I'm going to make a real big confession right now. I like to give gifts a lot. I'm a very generous person. And when I say that, I'm not trying to, big up myself and say how amazing I am. It's just something in my nature. I just like giving. But I'm going to make another confession here. In recent years, I've had to curb my generosity because what I've found is I give gifts. But it's not necessarily gifts. Sometimes I just help someone. You know, like I might help my daughter to pay for her car insurance or something like that. And what I found is I don't always get it back. I don't get back what I give out. That's a confession. And I know we always say that you give because you want to give, okay? Not because you want to get something back. And that is absolutely true. And that is a principle that I would like to stick to. But I have found with both friends and family that once people realize that you're really generous, they start to take you for granted. There becomes an expectation that you'll always be the one to dig your hand in your pocket. You'll always be the one to come up with the best gifts. You'll always be the one to sort everything out and take care of things. And then you start to get a hint of dissatisfaction coming in when you don't give people the gift they thought you were going to give them. So you say, this year I can't really afford it. I'm going to give you something a bit smaller. I'm not going to go to town like I usually do. And you start to get complaints about, that's not what I wanted. I told you I wanted that perfume. And you've gone and got me that other one. So I'm going to make a confession. I start feeling a bit used and a bit kind of resentful. I'm wondering why I ever bothered in the first place. To be loving, to be generous. And It's not a good place to be. And what the question I'm going to ask now, and I'm going to explore it a little bit later on in my sermon, is I wonder if God feels the same way. So as I said, we'll come back to that later on.